Bob, obviously, the 2014 convention, I would say, thus far has been a success. Would you say the same?
I would say so, Randall. It's we were hitting about 7,000 members this morning, registrations this morning, and I think it's going up, and every day getting a lot of walk-in, so we're hoping it's going to be a record convention.
Well, you know, it's been proven in the past, Nashville has been a popular spot. You catch a lot of folks from all over the country. They like this locale, don't they?
We do. It's a good spot for us. People like to come to Nashville, and got a great trade show, and folks are enjoying that, I think, and lots of good cutting-edge technology down there, and great stuff.
You know, there's a lot of fun to be had at this event, a lot of camaraderie to be had at this event, but a lot of business that also takes part in this event. And I realize one of the big issues, obviously, is the fact that the Farm Bill proceedings have been going on. We do know the House and Senate have passed their versions. It's headed to the President, hopefully for his signature, I guess, on Friday. But you all still got a lot of work to do. I realize there's things not in that Farm Bill you would love to see in there, wouldn't you?
There are. Some of our top priorities, unfortunately, did not make it in there. But we did get a lot of good things in there that NCBA had been working on for a long time. We were very instrumental in making sure that the disaster assistance was there in a permanent basis, and also, you know, make sure that our conservation dollars are there at the levels that we need to have them at, and a number of other issues that we got in there through NCBA. So, you know, in general, we're really happy that the Farm Bill actually got passed. It's just it would have been better if we could have got our top issues and mandatory cool taken care of and the GIPSA, but you know, there's opportunities down the road for that. So
I was going to say, there's still more work going to be done with that and looking at that even here during this convention, aren't you?
We are. We're looking at that, and of course, the WTO decision later this month will have a big effect on what road that will take. So we're going to be watching that close and be looking for some opportunities. But in general, that whole issue is going to take a bigger stage, because if that decision goes the way the other decisions have gone, then these retaliatory efforts are going to be a huge thing for a lot of the states and for the nation economically. So, you know, all the committees may be looking at this issue.
But, you know, one of the things, disaster assistance, and I know that's very important. You being from Texas, obviously we know the problems with drought you all have had now, the situation in California and parts in the West. That disaster assistance is going to play a big part and really help a lot of producers, isn't it?
Well, we hope it does. And, you know, and I know South Dakota and, as you mentioned, Texas, a lot of states around the country have had some awful events happen to them. And I think when we get that money out on the ground, it's going to be a big help for a lot of our producers.
But that's just a tip of the iceberg of the discussions going on here. That's kind of what this meeting's about. Your policy division gets together, and they look at all the issues affecting cattlemen across the board.
That's right. I just came from our policy division forum down there. It was a packed house, and a lot of people very interested, and we, the policy officers and our lobbyist staff gave a great explanation, a lot of the different events and a lot of other committees that they can go to get enlightened about what's going on, what the status is. And that's one thing about NCBA. We're gonna kind of focus on a lot of different things. We're not going to be singularly focused, and we're going to try to play the field and just look at everything from a opportunity standpoint and kind of taking care of our challenges, which are many. But if we can kind of minimize those challenges and capitalize on our opportunities, I think that's the road we want to take.
Let's talk about membership. That is a key to this organization.
It is, and we passed the 29,000 member mark here in just the last month, and this year, in the past year, we added 3,300 new members to NCBA. So that's another big challenge to be able to do that during my term going forward in next year. So that's about 11% increase. So that's a pretty high bar set there. So we're going to work hard to get there. And this time next year in San Antonio, I hope we're up in the high in the mid-30s. So
sounds good. And I take it you're looking forward to the next year.
We are. It's been fun. I've had a little warm-up here in the last few months, and Scott actually, you know, had me going on a couple of things for him, and so I got some pretty good training here, but looking forward to the next 12 months.
Sounds good. Bob McCann, President-elect, who officially takes over President of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association on Friday morning here at the 2014 Cattle Industry Convention in Nashville, Tennessee.